Okay, so let's bring on Bianca. It is time for that segment. So it looks like she is here. Bianca, what are you wearing?
Well, Patrick, oh, I'm so sorry. Patrick, I did take a trip. I went international to Paris. And as you can see by this beautiful silk handmade by a machine in China, bought by me in Paris, that I'm just a much better person now. I just feel like I just know more. I've seen more. I've met more people. So international vibes.
You kind of look like a biker.
That is a compliment. Thank you so much to all of my friends in Hell's Angels. This one's for you guys.
So you're in the Hell's Angels now?
Well, I have a few friends. I mean, I've gone on a few bike rides, but like, I wouldn't consider myself a Hell's Angel, but I would consider myself an angel. So.
Okay. Well, hold on. That's not the kind of biker I'm talking about. I was talking about like a motorcyclist.
Yeah.
That's not a bike ride.
We call them bikes. I mean, like, if you were in a motorcycle gang, you would know.
So, time out. You went to Paris to join a biker gang?
No, I actually went to Paris on a spiritual journey where I wanted to, like, find myself and find out a little bit more about who Bianca is. And I did that. I did just that.
And what did you find out?
That I am fabulous and nobody can ever tell me differently because, you know, as that one guy says, don't talk to me because I'm just an angel and fabulous. I need no work.
I hate to be that guy, but I feel like you already had a very high sense of confidence in your own fabulousness before you went to Petty.
Petty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, all right, so you're a biker, you're a Hell's Angel from Paris now. Okay, fair enough. Welcome back to the U.S. of A. So, we had some topics that you wanted to talk about, actually a couple of things, and I was doing my best to not let this, like, go completely off the rails here. But one thing that you brought up that I then kind of did a little research on is actually very cool. Like, normally, sometimes you bring stuff up and I'm kind of going, okay, are you sure about this? Do we really necessarily want to be talking about this, but in this case I very much liked this. So check this out. This is NPR. I'm going to read a little bit of this and I want to hear what your thoughts are on this. So NPR, this is from 2019, writes about something called the Blob that is actually at the Parc Zoologique in Paris, and that is real. Yes. And so in French they call it Le Blob. A smart yet brainless organism fit for science fiction gets its own exhibit. This is it. This is the Blob. And it's shapeless. It moves around. It's actually a single-celled organism with many nuclei. So it's one giant cell. And it can move and grow. It can actually, as the article here says, it can sprint 4 centimeters per hour. So I've actually got some videos lined up about this thing. Videos of it moving. It is creepy, though it's not quite like the blob from the 1950s movie. So it's called Physarum polycephalum, better known as the Blob, a unicellular organism capable of learning despite its lack of neurons. So would you, Bianca, you were the one who brought this up and wanted to talk about this. What do you know about this thing and why did you bring it up?
Well, I know that it is one of the coolest things I've really ever seen in my life. And I'm not even into science like that, other than quantum physics, of course. Like, but I was like, this thing, this is dope. Like, she or he or whatever it wants its pronouns to be is a bad bitch, period. That's a queen or king or in the middle, whatever. But I just thought it was so cool. Like, it can literally solve mazes. It can, like, move. It can think. It can retain information. But where's its brain? Where is its brain? Tell me that. Riddle me that. Where is its brain? How does it do that without a brain?
I frankly don't know, but this is the reason I wanted to talk about this, actually, is this fits in very well with the meditations topic we were just talking about, the consciousness of the universe, the earth is a living being, and so, frankly, I'm not so sure that you need a brain in order to think. There are many kinds of brains, and you don't need neurons or electrical circuits necessarily to be able to do that. So, actually, and to one of your other points, I wanted to point this out. You said whatever its pronouns are. According to some of the research I did, these things, these blobs, have something like 720 different genders. That's even more genders than are recognized by American universities today among humans. And that's saying something.
Well, I'm just saying that people always say that gender is a spectrum, and I completely agree with that. And I think that our good friend The Blob proves that. That is like the coolest thing I've ever heard. And also in the video, it literally looks like neural pathways, like branching out. It's just, it's like a crazy thing. It's crazy. And I would like to own it someday.
Yeah,
not like like you're mine. But like own it to like hang out with it and like find out more about it. Like what are its hobbies? You know what I mean? Like who is it as a thing?
Yeah, exactly. I've actually got the video up on the screen right now of the mold trying to solve a maze to get to some oats here at the end. But so this is just to give credit where credit is due. This video is from Heather Barnett's YouTube channel. So you look her up, Barnett. And she makes art out of these things. So you can see that the little yellow spindles kind of testing different paths down the maze there. And when I showed this video to Bianca the first time, what was your comment, Bianca? It looks like a brain.
It literally looks like a brain. Hey, wait, hold on. I just had an epiphany. Maybe it doesn't have a brain because the entire thing is just a brain. Boom.
That kind of sounds a little bit like the Hollywood movie Life, I think it's called. They find that creature on Mars and it's like all muscle and all eye and all brain, and then it eats the spaceship and takes over and keeps getting smarter and smarter. But well, so far, this thing, actually, to quote the article about it, so far seems a lot more benevolent than the ravenous star of its 1950s sci-fi film classic namesake.
Or that's
so SC
just
says.
What-
It Does Bianca you. Think the mold has a soul?
Yeah, I do think it has a soul. I really do. I think everything has a soul, including like air and like water. Like everything literally has a soul. And maybe its like whole vibe here on Earth is just to remind us not to take things too seriously and just to vibe out with whatever the vibes may be at that time in your life.
Okay, well, hold on. How does the mold teach you to vibe out?
Because the mold's just chilling. It's not worried about taxes. It's not worried about things. It's just chilling, looking for its food, just hanging out, vibing, just existing. And I think that's what we all need to do better on is just existing versus like, we have to do this. We have to do this. No, just calm down, everybody. Just vibe. Just be. Just like exist.
I don't know. It seems like it's trying to solve the maze here. In this, I'm going to just play this again. So, is it really vibing? It looks like it's searching for food. It's trying to solve the maze.
Well, I think it's more like vibing for food. Like, it's like, if I get the food, cool. If not, it's dope. It's whatever. It's chill. I don't think it, like, is like, I have to get this food now! You know what I mean? It's more just like, let me see if I can solve this maze because these idiot humans want me to do this. Like, okay, let's put on a show. Come on, brain, let's do it.
So you're just vibing now. You're not stressing out anymore. Is that what I'm hearing?
Who, me or the mold?
Yeah. Both, you and the mold.
Okay, so while I was in Patty, I was hanging out with these people in a party setting, and it was like a movie, right? Like I was like dancing, partying, you know, and then I had this moment of like clarity and I was like, wait a second, I have been too spiritual. I have been too, like, I've created too many rules for myself on this earth. Like I can't do this because it's not spiritual. I can't eat this because it's not spiritual. But maybe we're living lives to like learn lessons and stuff. So maybe a mistake is being too spiritual or too religious and trying to live inside of all of these like parameters. Like maybe we just need to completely throw ourselves into like this human physical experience and just go for it and like learn our lessons, because spirituality can create a box. So can religions. So maybe it's just like teaching us that we need to just like throw ourselves into this experience, learn all of the lessons, and then die.
And then die. Gotcha. Yes. Wait, okay. So I want to back up here. So you became, you said you became too spiritual?
Yes. Yes, I did. For example, I couldn't watch movies created by the reptilians and the pedophilic Satanists. You know what I mean? Because majority of music and entertainment that is out there now is created by those people. So I was like, wait, that's bad. That's devil shit. I can't even do that. Even though I've been a devil for the last 5 years on Halloween, regardless. I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't enjoy these things because I personally love reality TV. Like, I love it, but only to like psychoanalyze like all the dynamics between these people. But like, I stopped being able to watch it because I was like, this is meant to turn my brain to mush. Well, no, hold on, Bianca. Hold on, girly. Maybe you're here to like learn from them. Like, everything on earth is just like a lesson. Like you said before in your thing, when you were talking about Lao De Taoism and all of that stuff, like suffering and being bad kind of is like a part of it. So maybe we just all need to chill out and just like live in this human experience and really delve deep into our like experience and the experiences that
Lao De Taoism.
Yes.
Him. Are you talking about?
I loved his last album.
Taoism. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Lao Tzu's last album. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a band called Lao Tzu. But that's aside the point. Okay, frankly, you distracted me with Lao De Taoism, and I really didn't hear much else that you said. So,
well, see, that's just a lesson that you need to learn on this human plane of existence.
No, okay, so you were talking about lessons learned and life is a school or something like that?
Yes, absolutely correct. We are humans to learn lessons so that when we die and we become like these beautiful, esoteric, spiritual soul vibes, we can go back with the lessons that we learned here. And like up there is like not physical at all, but like down here, it's like mostly physical. That's why we can feel pain and like, you know, like ghosts can't. So we just need to like be human and just like live human lives and kind of almost, and this is going to sound crazy, you guys. I know how this sounds. Maybe we should just like kind of like forget about like spirituality and like just know it's there like in the backdrop, but just really live human lives. And I do not mean paying taxes. I mean like vibing, going to parties, going on a kayak or something, even though I dislocated my knee on one of those once. Frolicking in a field with no shoes on, you know, playing poker with people, you know, just things.
Are you telling people not to pay taxes?
Kind of. I mean, you know, like, what are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do? Arrest you? I doubt it. Like,
yes, they are going to arrest you if you don't pay taxes. They are definitely going to arrest you if you don't pay taxes. Are you telling me you're not paying taxes, Bianca?
My legal team says I cannot answer any questions regarding my tax standing currently at this time. So,
thank you. Well, if you're not paying taxes, then that's very smart. But can I recommend that you speak with your legal team about the taxes? Because that kind of needs to be done. Like, it's kind of a big deal, frankly.
I hope they have a certified CPA.
They definitely do. In fact, I would say that the IRS is made up, a significant portion of it is made up of certified CPAs. That is kind of what the IRS is.
All right, well, I'll just have to make a few calls later. No big deal. Anyways.
Okay, yeah, good. So anyway, moving on from that. So point being, pay taxes. Definitely pay your taxes. You can do that in addition to vibing out or whatever. But I want to go back to something else, because one of the things I talk about on this show all the time is that I know that I know nothing, and I kind of treat everything from like a skeptical perspective and look at everything that everybody says skeptically and say, does it make sense? Can I demonstrate it? Is there evidence of it in my own life? How does what this person is saying match up with my experience? And so I want to ask you about some of the stuff that you just said, where you said like, oh, when we die and we become energy beings and so on and so forth. How do you know all of this?
I have prophetic dreams. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, my dream the other night, there was this evil doppelganger that was trying to steal my boyfriend. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a doppelganger of me running around. So if anyone sees another Bianca who isn't as fabulous and glowy as this one, please let me know, because that would be scary.
Okay, hold on. We're getting off track a little bit here. So you're telling me you have prophetic dreams. How do you know they're prophetic dreams?
Because I feel it in my soul, and my soul is part of the universe and the collective conscious. So, like, I know it's right. Like, you, like, your whole vibe is like, I know that I know nothing. My whole vibe is I know that I'm right, and everyone else in a few years will see that I'm right. Because I feel like I might be an alien, because look what I can do with my hands.
You could move your hands?
I don't think anyone could just do that. Like,
could just move their hands?
I might be an alien. Who knows?
I guess you might be an alien, but yeah, it's skeptical. I know that I know nothing, so on and so forth. I don't know. That one's a little bit difficult to swallow, frankly, that you're an alien.
Whatever. Well, when I grow another set of arms, I'll see you then.
Okay, so then I'll ask another question. You say that people will eventually find out that you are right. Have you been right before about
things?
Yeah,
what about with the aliens? What about with the aliens? Huh? What about the aliens?
Well, I just have to say that it is now, I don't remember, it's June 19th, and I still haven't seen an alien invasion.
That's because you're not on the right side of TikTok, and the media still doesn't want to show you because they're waiting for, like, a big alien invasion vibe. I don't know.
So you're telling me that there is an alien invasion.
But I'm just saying, it might not be in June, but that's what Logan Paul said. And I don't really believe anything he says. He's a liar. I know him personally. He sucks. But you see what I'm saying? Like, the aliens will come. There will be a huge alien invasion. And then everyone will be like, she was right. I might be like an oracle. You know, I'm not an oracle. What's the word? Like, a psychic. Like, or not a psychic. What's a fortune? No. What's the person who tells the future? The person who tells the future. I might be one of those. And then I would have to move to the jungle and, like, give away all my belongings and, like... I have dreads or something.
Are you talking about a shaman?
Maybe. I don't know who shaman is.
No, a shaman is like a tribal healer / communicator with the gods or the spirits of nature. It sounded like you were describing a shaman, but SC in the chat actually says, Bianca looks like a palm reader. Is she an aura reader too? Maybe that's what you are.
I am all of the above. Like, I literally read auras, and I'm studying palmistry currently at the palmistry school run by, I think he used to be a homeless guy. I think he might still be a homeless guy. Like, I might be getting scammed, but he's teaching me about palms, and I've lived many different lives, and I'm an old soul, according to mine, and I have a huge destiny, but I might die young in, like, a really dramatic way. Like, everyone's gonna be like, oh my God! You know what I mean? Like Marilyn
like maybe
Monroe
in the jungle.
Vibes, because everyone thinks Marilyn Monroe died of an overdose. She didn't. The CIA killed her because she was getting it on with JFK, and she knew too much. And JFK is also alive in South America.
Yeah, with
or
Hitler,
JFK
right?
Jr. or whatever, with Saddam Hussein, probably. Or
Saddam Hussein and JFK Jr. Are you saying they're hanging out together in South America?
Maybe. I mean, who's to say?
I was hoping it would be you to say, since you brought it up.
I mean, I don't know everything. Why are you looking at me? I'm not like the president of the world yet.
What happened to I know that I'm right?
Well, I know that I'm right about some things. Like, I know that I'm right about just vibing, and also the aliens, and also the slime blob being the dopest bitch on the streets.
Okay, the slime blob is very cool. Le blob
is very cool. It's cool.
Undeniably cool. I can't like stop looking at this thing. It blows my mind what this thing does. So I put up another time-lapse video on the screen, and this is not like, there's no disagreement here, Bianca. That thing is incredibly cool. But frankly, we could talk about this anytime. That's easy. And you could just go look this thing up, Physarum polycephalum, which is Latin for many-headed slime. But what I really want to think about and talk about here is some of the other stuff that you have said. Because I am concerned. I'm feeling especially scientific today. Because I just did a long meditation on how I'm ready to start where Dan Dennett starts and kind of believe nothing and just investigate the universe. But I feel like you're telling me something different. And some of these stories that you sent me to talk about today also say something different. What is this about the pyramids?
Oh, that is a fun one. They were built by aliens and they are not tombs. Okay, they're not tombs. That's literally a lie. Yeah, that is a lie. They are actually energy conductors because there are all these like signs that point to them being built by aliens. And if they weren't built by aliens, the aliens gave the people the knowledge and maybe the power. Because like, I truly believe like, you know, Star Wars, like they have like the Force and the Jedi's and stuff. I believe in that. I totally believe that. Like we could totally do it. But we can't, though, because we're too, like, wrapped up in Instagram. You know what I mean? Girl, get off Instagram and go lift some shit with your mind. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. The aliens gave the Egyptians all of the knowledge to do that, and they actually conduct energy. And not the only – there are not only pyramids in, like, Egypt. There are also some in Scotland and some in other places around the world.
Okay, so – all right, I'm aware of the other megalithic structures, like the big, like Stonehenge, obviously, and then there's stuff in Central and South America that's very large. But I think the pyramids in Egypt are like the most impressive. I think they're the biggest, and their construction is the most difficult to understand. And I know that, for example, guys like Graham Hancock, and think what you will of him, because he's, you know, some people would call him a pseudoscientist, but he is interesting. And he points out, for example, that some of these stones are so well fitted together that you can't get a credit card between them, which is just whether it was aliens or people or the Venus flytrap civilization of 8 zillion years ago that built it.
Atlantis.
They're still very cool. And it's really astounding that they could be constructed at all. But you're telling me that they're what, batteries?
Yeah, kind of, because I truly believe, okay, so like, right, so like, there's like a beginning of history, right? Or like, that's what they say. No, 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 no. There is a time when people were like, hey, we should start writing shit down, okay? There was a whole time period before that that we don't even know about because people weren't writing shit down, okay? And they were just vibing. They were just living life. So what I personally think, and I'm probably right, is like, before people started writing stuff down, they actually had better civilization than we do today, but like they just wouldn't look the same. Like, would they be able to like post on TikTok? No, they wouldn't. But would they have all of their needs met, and would they be able to lift shit with their mind? Probably. That's where Atlantis and Lemuria and Sumeria, all those civilizations come in that people don't believe are real. Yeah, okay, like they didn't find Atlantis in that place where Atlantis was supposed to be. Anyways, I forgot the question.
You found the lost city of Atlantis?
Well, I mean, kind of. If you go on Google Earth, you can find a lot of stuff.
And you found Atlantis?
Kind of. I mean, I found like a little circle thing. Well, okay, all right. Let me not take credit for something I didn't do, even though I helped it out. I did see a TikTok where somebody found it, so I have no idea. It could be in like South Africa. It could be like in like Ireland. I don't remember where it was specifically, but they were like, you guys, there was probably more or less water than there is now on the Earth. And they found this like circular thing with this landmass in the middle and another circular thing. And I was just like, that looks like Atlantis. And then I felt it in my heart soul area. And I was like, that's Atlantis. Atlantis was real. And also, did you not see the Disney movie Atlantis? That was totally real. And they used the, oh my God. And then they used the, like the crystals. I had that girl, that really, really hot cartoon character, had the crystal necklace that like lit up this city, and like they had renewable energy, and like they were so good to like the land around. You get what I'm saying?
I've lost track of what you're saying. You're talking about the Disney movie now.
Well, yes, because I think it's real. I think it's more of like a documentary versus a Disney movie. It's just cartoonized.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoonized version of what actually happened. Okay, so hold on though. So when you see documentaries about dinosaurs and they're cartoonized, you believe that, but you don't want to believe a cartoonized Disney version for children of Atlantis. It was real, and the pyramids were built by aliens. And if they weren't, the aliens came down and talked to the Egyptians and gave them. Because also, if you look at the hieroglyphics, like why, what is this circular thing in the sky that they saw? And why are they depicting 12-foot, you know, creatures and stuff? Because human bones that are like 36 feet long have been found. So explain that to me. The Anunnaki.
I don't know what Anunnaki is. I do know that SC like, says Shirley MacLaine, the actress, says that she is reincarnated from Atlantis. I don't really know anything about that.
I totally
that.
Believe it. Okay. Here's one. thing. Here's one thing. Okay, so reincarnation, right? I totally believe that 100%. You're going to come back down to this earth and you're going to keep doing it until you get it right. Okay, right? So vibes. So I personally have a fear of water. Like my worst two ways to die would be burning to death because I think I was a witch in the Salem witch trials in the past life, and then also drowning, right? So I think that I was alive during the Atlantis times. And like anyone who has like this like deathly fear of like something, it probably has something to do with your past life. So I am scared of water. I'm not a strong swimmer, even though I have three pools in my mansion. I'm just really scared of it, right? And like, and then also, that's why I'll never move to Florida. I mean, I probably shouldn't even be in Hollywood because like the ocean's right there. But like, if the global warming climate change thing doesn't like, seriously, like, oh my God, we're all gonna drown. We are all gonna drown. Okay, give me.
Well, I suppose you could just move inland to the mountains.
But where? To Utah? What do they do in Utah? What am I going to do? Talk to the cows? Am I going to paint the cow's nails? I don't like cows. Okay, Patrick? I don't like cows.
Well, there's plenty of places that don't have cows. I mean, you could move to a place in the mountains. I don't know that there's a lot of cows in the mountains.
Oh, and hang out with the skinwalkers and the feral people and the Appalachia. Is that what you want me to do? Oh my God, I'm literally getting lightheaded because I'm thinking about walking.
What is a skinwalker?
Okay, so in like Navajo culture, there are these things called skinwalkers, and like they dwell in the woods and they eat people and they eat children. And like, if like I've always like seen this thing, like if you're in West Virginia, right, vibes, and then you hear somebody screaming your name, no, you didn't. You see something watching you from the trees, no, you didn't. You hear a knock on your window, no, you did not. You mind your business, or your business will mind you.
So, okay, that doesn't explain what a skinwalker is. It just says there are creepy things that will knock on your windows in West Virginia.
Shapeshifters, basically, that can eat you and your cats.
So, what? Cats? What do the cats have to do with anything?
Oh my God, just like if somebody had a cat and then their cat went missing, it was probably the skinwalkers. Duh.
But what is a skinwalker?
It's a shapeshifter. Nobody actually knows what they are because no one's ever seen them. And if they've seen them, then they were dead 10 seconds later. But they can like shapeshift, but they always have these red glowing eyes. It's really creepy.
So if they can shapeshift, then and everyone who's seen one has died, then how do you know about them?
Because I'm on Appalachia TikTok.
And the people on Appalachia TikTok have seen them and lived.
Well, they, okay, so like basically you could see them. Like, let's say you're driving in your car, right? You're vibing, minding your own dang business. And then you see something in the woods and you're like, what is that? Is that an animal? It doesn't look like an animal. It looks like a naked man with a weird color skin. You know what I mean? And it has red glowing eyes. Like, what is that guy's problem? Kind of like, oh my God, is that Lord Voldemort? Like, no, girl, it's a skinwalker. And you don't look because they feed off of fear. They're kind of like dementors. See, that's why I think like Harry Potter, like all these movies are so real because like skinwalkers, like they're kind of like dementors. They feed off of your fear. And like, also, I should not even be saying skinwalkers because the more you say it, the more you call it to you. And I'm in Hollywood. So, you know, there are woods here and like grass. So they could be hiding there. I'm scared now. Oh my God.
There's not a ton of forest in Hollywood, as far as I know.
I do have plants in my mansion. So I would bet.
Okay. Sure. Plants. But I don't know about like, is a skinwalker going to take up residence in your house plants?
Hey, some people, okay, this is like very rare, but some people, their animals, like their pets, like their dogs, like act really weird and they just have this like evil, menacing look on their face, and these red glowing eyes. Skinwalker, a skinwalker has invaded your house and it's shapeshifted into your dog, probably eaten your dog, and now you're next.
I think my parents used to have maybe a skinwalker dog. It was disguised as a chihuahua that bit all my friends.
I can see that because chihuahuas, I feel like, already have red glowing eyes. So I feel like that would be a great, you know.
So
like,
you're telling me that chihuahuas are evil shape-shifting creatures that kill people in West Virginia?
I have a herd of them, and I really am offended by that.
Do you have any evidence for this beyond a prophetic dream?
No, none.
Okay, well, then you can't be mad that I'm going to like treat this with a little bit of skepticism. And I don't know how we ended up talking about skinwalkers to begin with. We started out with you explaining to me how the pyramids are batteries, but we never really got very far down that particular rabbit hole because we somehow ended up talking about skin shifting West Virginian something or others.
Okay, so, right, pyramids. The inside, there are no people buried inside of the tombs. There is metal that is conducts electricity, and it's in the like the center of the earth, and people are like, how is it in the center of the earth? If it's the earth is a sphere, well, first of all, the earth isn't even a perfect sphere because it's probably lopsided like a rock because we're literally just on a floating rock in space. But the tops are flat and they have like conducting metal in the middle, and it's literally right in the center of the earth, and all of the locations of the pyramids come together in this like geometric shape. And consciousness.
And consciousness?
Yes.
I didn't quite follow that last part there.
Well, it connects, like, there's, like, a grid covering the earth, okay? And it has to do with the consciousness grid. It's also called the Christ grid. That's where, you know, Jesus Christ kind of comes from. He was also an alien.
Wait, so Jesus was named after a grid that covers the earth?
I'm not sure who came first, to be completely honest with you, but he was an alien, though. He really was. I'm pretty sure he reincarnated here to elevate the consciousness of Earth because he was like, yo, you guys, there's suffering down on Earth. Like, somebody needs to go do it. And all the other souls were like, no, bro, I'm not going to do it. Like, and he was like, oh, fine, I'll do it. And then he reincarnated here and died for our sins, even though I've never really understood that.
So you are a Christian, it sounds like.
No, but I believe that all religions point in the same direction. I don't believe any religion has it absolutely correct, but I believe if you like, it's like a puzzle. Like if you take apart from this religion, apart from this religion, apart from here, and you put it all together, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and then you find the truth.
Now, that is interesting that you say that, because I've often heard the metaphor of the blind men and the elephant, that you have, if you had a bunch of different blind guys, and they were all trying to, they all stood near an elephant and tried to figure out what it was that they were near, one of them would feel the elephant's leg and say, this thing is like a tree trunk. And then another one would feel a tusk and would say, well, it's kind of like some kind of weapon. And then another one would feel the trunk and go, well, it's like a long, slithery snake thing. And you can almost imagine these blind men going to war with each other. And one's going, no, it's a snake. And the other one's going, no, it's a tree. And the other one's going, no, it's a tusk. When really they're all just feeling different parts of the same larger entity.
That right there.
I'm guessing you agree with that.
That is a mic drop. That is a mood. And I think you're onto something, sir.
Well, I certainly didn't come up with that.
Well,
what I don't understand is how you get from that to the pyramids as energy. Something. Conductors? Batteries? Electric motors?
Yeah, because the aliens, like, okay, think about the aliens. Everything has to do with the aliens, because I really believe that the aliens created us, but as, like, a science experiment. But, so, the aliens, right? So they, like, you know, it's always depicted, even in the hieroglyph things, right? On the inside of the wherever, in the Sphinx or whatever, like, they always depict, like, a really circular round thing in the sky on top of the pyramids, and the top of the pyramid is flat. So explain to me, you think, oh, it might be, like, a charger for their spaceship. It might be. That would be really cool if, like, the spaceship landed on top and then it, like, charged it. And also, I think they used it for renewable energy versus, like, mining for fossils or whatever.
But where is this energy coming from?
The collective conscious and the energy that is flowing everywhere in the universe, I think. Like, the stars. Like, you don't think stars have energy? Like, stars, like the universe, like the vibes up there.
So,
like,
solar energy.
Yeah, that. And the moon energy also. And star energy. But and alien energy, for sure.
Okay, hold on. So, the aliens built pyramids to land their spaceships on as chargers for their spaceships, but that
maybe
energy is coming from the sun.
Yeah, I mean, something like that. Like, I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing things out here. I don't know why you guys come to me for all the answers. Like, I don't know who you think I am, the king of the world, but that's
you,
what I think.
You kind of brought this up, to be fair.
But to be completely honest with you, they might not be chargers, but it would be really, it was probably like a, like when the Anunnaki came down, which are aliens, and they're like really tall. They wanted like a grand entrance, like a princess. So they landed their spaceship on top of the pyramids and they sauntered down. And then everyone of Egypt was like, oh, good Lord, you're here. Raw. Raw, raw, raw.
Raw.
Because yeah, you get it? You get it? That was a pun because of the Egyptian guy, Raw.
Yeah, ha. In Philosopher in the chat says, we didn't have the photoelectric effect until Einstein. And, I mean, they have spaceships, I guess. And then Nightmare says, maybe they have their own Einstein. Most of this seems like I guess the ancient alien Egyptians, the Egyptian aliens.
I think he meant Egypt had his own, that had their own Einstein. And I kind of agree with you, but I think Einstein for the Egyptians was the aliens.
Einstein was the Egyptian of the aliens?
No, Einstein for the Egyptian was the...
Was the aliens.
Was the aliens. Einstein to science as to aliens in Egypt.
Okay, so literature. This whole thing is based on the ancient aliens. That's basically the idea that you're talking about here. And everything else requires the aliens.
Yes.
So if there's no aliens, then we have to go back to saying that the pyramids are burial chambers for the pharaohs.
I personally will never going back to saying that because I feel like that's outdated and wrong. But I do think everything has to do with the aliens because I think the aliens have had contact with humankind before we started writing stuff down. And like, you know, because it's just like it's in all the stuff, ancient aliens, you know?
Well, there was definitely the show.
How did they build the pyramids? How did they build them, dude? Literally, how did they do it? Because they're these big ass 2-ton rocks. How did a bunch of humans move those? How? You tell me. Did they have forklifts? No, because I don't even think a forklift could do that. So you explain to me.
Okay, I'm with you that the pyramids present a tremendous mystery. And there's been a bunch of different hypotheses put forward about how they might have been constructed. None of them is very emotionally satisfying. None of them looks like it would work. I've seen they built ramps out of sand, or they built other ramps, or they used water or whatever. But all of it, like, I guess that maybe they could have done that. It's just hard to picture it. And then on top of that, you look at the stuff like the way these giant blocks are situated one on top of the other. They're very precisely set. It's not like they just threw these things together. And some of, I guess, the rooms inside are very sophisticated. But then again, there's also some pyramids that look like they weren't very well constructed, that look like they kind of fell apart after they were built. If I remember my reading correctly, one of the early pyramids, it was like the second one that was built, actually fell apart shortly after it was built. It half collapsed.
Okay, so here's what I think. So the aliens either helped them do it, like with their spaceships, with their mind control, like think Star Wars Jedi vibes, and like put the blocks together because they didn't even have glue. What are they going to make super glue out of? What are they going to make the glue that they use to build things today out of back then when they didn't have the glue that they use today to build things? They don't have that. So what are they going to do? So the aliens either was like, you know what I mean? And or they gave them the technology, and the technology was that they all have to come together and believe they can do it and manifest it. So they maybe manifested the pyramids, and then maybe one little guy was like, I could do this by myself. I don't need y'all haters. And then he went over to the side and tried to build his own pyramid with his mind or with like one alien or something. And then it fell apart. That's what I think. I think I just solved Egypt.
You solved Egypt. Okay. Yes, well, all right. If you've solved it, then I think we can move on there. We'll have to just agree to disagree. You believe, and I remain skeptical, frankly. But this is something else that you've talked about quite a bit, and that is the Satanists, the Church of Satan. And frankly, the Jay-Z in the Church of Satan. I saw something about this. It was a guy, I had this video I was going to play, but it's got a bunch of music in the background, and I don't want to get in trouble with YouTube or Twitch for playing the copyrighted music, so I'll just have to explain that it's all based on, I guess there's a bunch of pictures of Jay-Z and other notable people who are, they're all seen making this one particular hand gesture. Let me see if I can find it here. Nope, that is not it. I'm going to put this on. Here it is. There we go. All right, so he's making this kind of symbol like this, and it's supposed to be very evil. And I already kind of put the pictures up there, but supposedly it's the same thing as this inverted pentagram here. And I don't, you. Okay, so Bianca, you want to say something? You want to explain?
Yes. Okay. So, no, I just want to start off by saying this one little tidbit of TAD information. So, what does this look like to you guys? Does this remind you guys of anything? I don't know. One second. What is that? What is that right there? Do you see it? Do you see that right there?
It looks like the all-seeing eye of Horus.
Huh. What is that? That's interesting. I wonder if there's like a connection or maybe or something. I don't know. I'm just saying.
But does that mean that every triangle symbol means the all-seeing eye of Horus?
I don't think so, but I also do think so, because when you're at that level, like, let me, because I've been to these music videos, I've been on these movie sets, I've been to these parties, okay? Let me tell you something, these people that are in the public eye, like Jay-Z, Beyonce, all of them, nothing is by accident. If there is something in their music video, if there's something on their Instagram, if they say something in a song, it is not there by accident, because they have so many people working on their teams. You think these people are just going to let whatever fly? No, everything is specific. Like, the details are put in there for a purpose. Nothing is on accident. Everything is completely thought out, 100% detail oriented. So just explain to me why every celebrity that gets really big out of nowhere, they have like this huge come up, they all do this, like in one of their Instagram pictures, like when they're really big, it's like this, or on an album cover, or they're like this, or, you know, some shit like this. And like, also this thing, like, that they always do on stage, you always see pictures of that. Why are they doing that? That's not by accident. They're not just out here making random hand signals to like mess with people. Like, it's there for a reason. And I really think it has to do with the all-seeing eye, which has to do with the Illuminati and Satanism and pedophilia.
Okay, All right, we're getting into some other stuff here. So I have a couple thoughts on this. First of all, let's assume for a second that these are some sort of Satanist cabal and that they get together and sacrifice babies and whatever, do blood transfusions with unborn fetuses to extend their immortal lifespan like vampires. But
they do.
If that was the case, what would be the purpose of going out in public and making symbols to, like, show people who they are? Why? What do they stand to gain from doing that?
Okay, first of all, the first rule and like the Illuminati, like if you're in this club, you have to make it known. You have to. I don't know why. I think that might be like a law of the universe or like a law of these people. But like, symbolism is like a huge thing for them, you know, so they have to make it known by like their rules. Once they, you know, do that one act that gets them into that secret club, they have to. And also, I think that they just like laughing at us because they're like, oh, you guys, look, they don't believe us. They don't think we're actually doing this stuff. Look, they're so stupid. And look, you guys, they don't even get it. Look at them. They're so funny. They're making fun of us. They're making fun of you. How do you feel about that? I personally get mad because, like, don't make fun of me. I'm smart. I see it. It's not my fault that nobody else believes me, even though I'm right.
So Nightmare says, so a reverse Fight Club.
I don't know. I've never been to Fight Club. Is that in LA?
No, Fight Club is the movie. You know, you've never heard this? The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Wait. One time. No, the first rule of Fight Club is there is no Fight Club, because one time I was at a gym and this guy, I was like 17 and this guy was hitting on me and he said something about Fight Club and he was like, because he was like hitting on me and I was underage and he knew that. And he was like, you know, the first rule of Fight Club. And I was like, yeah, don't tell anyone about Fight Club. And he was like, no, there is no Fight Club. And I was like, that is weird and sketchy and kind of creepy. But I don't, yeah.
Great story. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything. Other than that, it mentions Fight Club.
Yeah, it does. Okay. I just thought it was funny because I got it wrong. And he was like, you're an idiot. And I was like,
is that it's a reverse Fight Club, because in this evil Satanist club, you have to tell people that you're in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point
you were making.
Sure. And
okay.
So there's all of this and this nonsense and all so on and so forth. But my other thought here, go ahead.
Okay. And also this, you know, because like, I don't know, my mommy at a young age always used to do this to me when I was in dance class crying because I thought the teacher was going to beat me when she left. And she was like, Kaylee, this means this means I love you. And I was like, okay, but then after, you know, further investigation, it actually is the symbol of the devil. And like, you can see, like, there's a bunch of Joe Biden and it's like, he'll like, it's real nonchalant, right? He's like at the podium or whatever. And he'll be like this, but this still means something. This still means something.
So Joe Biden is secretly or very publicly affirming that he is a servant of the devil.
Yes, that is correct. They all are, all the politicians and everything.
Okay. Well, because I'd looked up the Church of Satan, the actual Church of Satan, like the self-proclaimed, hi, we're the Church of Satan guys. And they say that they don't worship Satan. They say that's not the point of their church. And I realize this is just from Wikipedia, but I mean, I think it's good enough for right now. But they write, the Church of Satan is a religious organization dedicated to Satanism as codified in the Satanic Bible. It was founded in San Francisco in the 60s, but they don't worship Satan. So, right here, the church does not believe in the devil, neither a Christian nor an Islamic notion of Satan. Peter Gilmore, the founding high priest of Satanism, describes its members as skeptical atheists, embracing the Hebrew root of the word Satan as adversary. The church views Satan as a positive archetype who represents pride, individualism, and enlightenment, and as a symbol of defiance against the Abrahamic faiths, which LaVey criticized for what he saw as the suppression of humanity's natural instincts. I mean, doesn't that to me makes a lot more sense? Yes, yes. What do you got?
Okay. So I saw this conspiracy, right? Okay, so the Christian God, let's just talk about it. Like, I'm talking like very Christian. I don't know all the sects and like the branches of Christianity, but I know that there's like one, like in the Bible, I don't know which Bible, but in one of the Bibles, it's like God burned down cities because of gay people and they hated these people and women should be the servant and the slave should honor thy master. Let me ask you something. If an all-loving, all-forgiving God is going to burn you in hell for all eternity because you didn't believe in him, isn't that like, and he killed people for like just loving who they want to love, isn't that a little more evil than the devil? Because the devil literally technically never did anything wrong. Like, he never even killed people. He's just chilling in the underworld waiting for this all loving, all forgiving God to send him souls that didn't believe in him or were gay or were women who didn't love their husbands or whatever. And then he's like, maybe hell's like a really cool place. And I'm not a Satanist, guys. Don't even worry. But I'm just saying, like, why did God like kill people for being gay? But then the devil like didn't even really do anything wrong. So basically the whole conspiracy is actually the Christian religion has actually tricked people into thinking that this is the God that you should be worshiping, but he's actually the devil. So it's like opposite day. Switcheroo.
So Jay-Z is a Christian.
No. Okay. We're separating that. Like that all is over there for now, but like just that little conspiracy is that the Christian God is actually the devil, like a tyrannical evil king, kind of like George Bush. And then the devil is actually like the nice guy. And he's like, I didn't kill anyone. Like, y'all can love who you want. I don't care. Go do whatever you want. Like, it's chill. It's fine. You can come hang out here after. I don't know. Just a theory. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying.
Okay, but that's actually, you're not the first person to articulate that. That's actually, that idea is like 2,000 years old.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it originated, or at least it was promulgated by Gnostic sects of early Christianity prior to the formation of the Catholic Church. In the first 300 years of Christian history, there were these sects of Gnostics, and the Gnostics are most well known for the Book of Thomas, the Gospel of Thomas. But there's a bunch of other ones. They were all discovered at this one spot, Nag Hammadi, in 1945. A couple of random dudes dug up this vase. Well, I think they were looking for mud to build a house or something, and they found this vase, opened it up. They found these really old scrolls. They took it to somebody who was like, I think a local museum guy or something. And he said, oh my God, these are the lost Gnostic Gospels. We have references to them, but we don't have any copies of them. And these are it. And the Gnostics, one of the things they said was that in the creation story of the Bible, that the God in the creation story is actually a lesser deity. He's not the God of the universe. And what he does is he creates this little world that's like his little world, and he creates Adam and Eve and says, you can't eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, because he wants to keep them ignorant. Because if they acquire knowledge, they'll recognize that he is not the greatest of all the gods, that he is not the main god, that he's just some lesser being. And therefore, the snake in this Gnostic version of the creation story is actually a messenger of Sophia, the goddess of wisdom, who is there to enlighten Adam and Eve and correctly tells them that if you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will become like God, aka you will recognize that you have powers similar to those of this lesser deity who's created you. And so God casts them out and curses them and so on and so forth for doing so. But in that moment, they gain access to the ability to achieve true wisdom. That they come out of ignorance and achieve true wisdom. And it seems to me that the Church of Satan here, I know, Nightmare, you're saying the Church of Satan is extremely cursed, or the website is cursed. I don't know how a website can be cursed. But all of that aside, you're not the first person to articulate this. And I know, for example, that Saul Alinsky, at the beginning of his book, Rules for Radicals, he dedicates the book to Satan, who he calls the first radical, the first revolutionary. And he says, we have to congratulate Satan. He rebelled against God and at least got his own kingdom. So give some credit where credit is due, Saul Alinsky says. And but also, at the same time, I've also heard you talk about Satan worshiping evil pedophiles who kidnap children and drink their blood in order to maintain power over the world, which just seems like it doesn't match up with this conception.
So, first things first, I would just like to say, you know, the seven deadly sins or whatever, like pride, lust, gluttony, greed, other things, pride, right? You're not supposed to be prideful. I don't know. That story you just told about the Adam and Evelyn, that sounds very prideful to me, that God was like, no, you can't know these things because then you'll know that I'm a faker. You see what I'm saying? And isn't that one of the deadly sins, to like be prideful? And then God is over here like, you can't have this wisdom because then you'll know. And also people, and that, like, everyone's like, oh my God, hell is fire. Well, maybe it's like fire. Maybe it's like fire, bro. Maybe it's like a dope ass club. You see what I'm saying? And like, everyone can just be who they want. And then also, what was the question?
Oh, I was just trying to understand how there's these two competing conceptions here.
Okay. So I think that Satan and like Satanism, some people may like, you know, sacrifice children or animals or like people or whatever for Satan, but maybe that's not even what he wants. Maybe they're confused, because that does make sense that like Satan would be like revolutionary and like he's just vibing and like trying to make the world a better place. Whoa, that sounded weird. Anyways, but then the lizard people are totally different. They're aliens. And not all aliens are good.
So maybe we could enlist the help of Satan in defeating the aliens?
I mean, maybe. I don't want to go on record saying that, because like, if it turns out that Satan's like a real bad dude, I don't want to be out here like, go Satan. So I'm not saying I support him. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying that if we look at the facts, maybe hell is a dope place.
Okay, so we were talking about Jay-Z being a Satanist, and Dan Stewart rightly points out that you said Adam and Evelyn. I think you meant Adam and Eve.
Well, Evelyn, that could be her name. You don't know her. And also, one other thing I would like to point out is, like, everyone's like, oh, Eve ate the apple. Like, she sucks. Maybe she just was the one who had the courage and the guts to do it, to take that step forward for man and womankind. So maybe we should just stop all the lady hate.
Well, hey, if you're a Gnostic, then you believe that eating the apple was a good thing, that it gave you access to the true God instead of the fake one. And then there's something else here. In Philosopher writes, the people who could write back then, the priests and academics, believed material things, treasures, living animal bodies, were less important than certain things like, for example, wisdom, light, colors, love, and the soul of the world and of our individual souls, God or not. I'm not sure what that last part means, God or not. In fact, I'm not sure what this whole observation means. I mean, I feel like you're correct. You know, store up your treasures in heaven where thieves do not break in and steal. Do not store up your treasures on earth where thieves break in and steal. But I don't know. We're kind of losing the thread here. So is Jay-Z a Satanist or not?
I think he's a lizard person. And I think that if he is a Satanist, he might be confused, or maybe the Church of Satan is lying. You never know. Because also, think about it. If you think about it, like the Bible and the Christian religion that's been pushed on us since we were born has very much been the devil is evil. So if they wanted to be evil, where are you going to go? You're going to go to the devil. And also, I would just like to say, when people sell their soul to the devil to get into these, you know, things, I don't think they're actually meeting up with the devil in a cafe over coffee and being like, here's my soul. You know, it's a metaphor for signing a 360 deal with these record labels, which means you lose all rights. It is like, not, you're not even a person anymore. You do what they say. You can't even enjoy all the money you make because they're controlling it. Like Britney Spears, she's a great example. That poor girl, that poor girl. Free Britney always. But I think that Jay-Z and Beyonce, because okay, so one thing is demons, because demons can definitely enter people's bodies. That's why I always hold my breath when I go past graveyards, so that a demon can't, you know, accidentally get inside me, like a spirit, because I'm an aura consultant. I need my aura to be perfect, okay? But like Sasha Fierce is Beyonce's alter ego. A lot of these people have alter egos. And there's this one time on stage where Beyonce like lost it. I mean, she got this like crazed look in her eye, and like she lost it. And like Jay-Z had to be like, hey, like kind of like got in her face a little bit to like snap her out of it, because she was like showing the world Sasha Fierce, because a demon has entered her body. And they do so that by like sacrificing things and people and baby, and they drink baby's blood to keep them youthful. And also Pizzagate. I don't know, I don't want to say too much on that, but you guys should look it up. Where did okay, Hillary Clinton's emails go? Where did they go? What were in the Hillary Clinton emails talking about pizza? You know what pizza is code for? Little boys. And why'd they spend $60,000 on it? I'm just saying, things don't add up. Well, who's spending $60,000 on pizza? And then what about when Chrissy Teigen tweeted, I'm going to jail over pizza? Girl, how you gonna go to jail over pizza? No, you're going to jail over pedophilia and drinking baby's blood and doing horrible things to these children who are born in these underground tunnels that go all across the world. And yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there, to say the least. Quite a bit to unpack. I don't know that we have time. I don't know that anyone has time to unpack all of that. But okay, so you're telling me that you walk past graveyards and demons enter into you, but Beyonce sacrificed a child to get a demon?
Yeah, because that's like their whole vibe. Like, I personally don't want an evil demon inside of me, but like a lot of these people kind of give up their like meat suits, because these are kind of like just avatars to these demons who have been around for a long time, who can't go anywhere else because Earth is the only place that's low vibrational enough for them to be here. And so when someone is like, hey, I want to be rich and famous, I'll do whatever, I really don't care, they're like, all right, well, you have to, like the movie Get Out, like when they're putting other people's souls into other people's bodies, but that soul is still down there, it's just way down here, and they can't like get out or whatever. So that's the vibe. So these demons are like living out their fairy tales in these other people's bodies, and that's what you're doing when you're signing a contract, a 360 deal. You see what I'm saying?
So the demon, So a demon wanted to be a pop star married to Jay-Z.
Yes, but they don't have bodies. So they need people to be greedy and gluttonous enough to be like, I will do literally anything to get famous and rich and wealthy. And they take advantage of those people. Like, I would totally, like, if I personally was a demon who was looking for a body to inhabit, girl, you know I'm going straight to Beyonce. You know. And why does Beyonce rhyme with seance?
Okay, well, you know what? On that note, let's go to the chat here real quick. Nightmare says, hell is certainly a dope place. If we only follow the Christian, or more truthfully, canonic Bible, we actually don't know what hell looks like. Our common picture of hell is from the Divine Comedy of Dante Alighieri from the 14th century. Right, he kind of took it, something that I don't know that Dante created that stuff, but he definitely popularized it, or at least wrote down some conceptions that were definitely out there. I'm inclined to think that once you start mixing spirituality, or in this case, religion, with politics, so for example, as soon as you take the Christian religion and give it political power in the form of the state religion of the Roman Empire, then all of a sudden hell goes from like a mystical conception of what happens when my soul is so troubled or so angry or whatever that it can't interact with God or the universe or a true light or whatever. Now it becomes instead a political tool. It becomes something to threaten people with. To say, if you don't do what the state religion tells you to, then you go to an evil place forever where you're tortured for all eternity. Because God is basically the emperor of the universe. Just as Rome has an emperor, so also the universe has an emperor. And this is what happens when you try to mix religion and politics. And then Nightmare says, what kind of pizza? Margarita, pepperoni, or maybe some tuna? And then from DLive, surprising that people are commenting from DLive. I thought DLive was dead. But welcome, Eat Shit. Says, A up, same's right. Okay, well, we're glad that you agree. And then In Philosopher says, there's something to identity in the sense of biological geometry in the brain making our psychology. It's not known what makes our identities, but you can see with scans the divots on gray matter. Here's hoping it's not a mystical being. Do you have any idea what he's talking about, Bianca? No? Yes. So let me read that again. There's something to identity in the sense of biological geometry in the brain making our psychology. It's not known what makes our identities, but you can see with scans, like brain scans, divots, like if you were golfing and you hit the ground with the golf club instead of the ball, you leave a divot.
I know what a divot is.
Okay, well, I didn't know, but with scans, you can see divots in the gray matter. Here's hoping it's not a mystical being. I'm assuming he means like a demon.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Okay, so basically I feel like he's saying that sometimes on brain scans there are sketchy little areas that you're like, what even is that? Like, what little demon is hiding there? I don't know. I read something personally from someone that I trust that I can't remember, because I trust everyone because I'm a very trusting person. It's gotten me in some trouble, that everyone has like 40 spirits living inside of them until they exorcise them. I personally have done that to myself.
40 spirits? Like demons?
Not like demons. Sometimes they're just spirits, but like spirits, like not even living inside you, just they kind of attach to you. Cause like, especially if you're full of love and light and glowy, like Bianca is, you're a target for these things. They just want to latch on and like live life with you. I don't remember.
Well, Eat Shit has a question for you.
What?
It says, how big do you think a human's beard can get?
Down to the floor for sure. I mean, have you not seen Lord of the Rings? I haven't, but I just know that guy has a really long beard. So does Dumbledore.
I think in theory, a beard can grow forever.
I agree.
But maybe it grows differently if you have demons. I don't know. I'm really completely ignorant of this whole area because, I don't know, I like to have evidence for the stuff I believe. But maybe that's just me.
Something about hair, though, he's actually like, or what you said about spirits living in hair, that might actually be true, because I saw this thing, like, hair is like a conductor, like for light to go into our brain. And I don't mean like light, I mean like the light that we can't see, because that messes me up every single day. Did you know we can only see like 0.2% of the electromagnetic thingy with all the lights and the colors? What other colors exist? That keeps me up at night, I swear. But also hair, like that's why it has the tendency to clump together, because it's a better conductor for love and light to go into your brain cells. And dreads are good, so get dreads and stop dyeing your hair, even though
why don't you have dreads
tomorrow. Because I don't know. I just like I'm not there in my life yet. I probably might move to the jungle and have dreads and like tattoos like all over my body, like symbol vibes. But I'm just not at that place in my journey yet.